This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Sponsored by Inc. Realty. When it's time for your next move, choose Guaranteed.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, my next guest, Kamal Grant with Sublime Donuts, said he realized at a very early age that sweets make people happy, and that's what he wants to do with his life. And he's definitely making people happy. Sublime Donuts has two locations here in the Atlanta area, on 10th Street and Hemp Hill, and then at North Druid Hills in Atlanta. And Kamal, I mean, you know, we had National Donut Day a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And you made people here at WSB very happy.
National Donut Day is the greatest day of the year. That's what it's all about, eating delicious, delicious donuts.
So. Well, you definitely made us here at WSB put smiles on everybody's faces. But I love your background, your backstory. So you were in high school.
Yes, ma'am.
Just playing around.
Uh-huh.
Back there with ingredients, and somebody from Dunkin' Donuts came by.
Yeah, I was in Marietta High School, and it was the food service class. And I guess an executive from Dunkin' Donuts came by, and he talked about how he would go down to the test kitchen and try the experimental research donuts. And I was like, that sounds like a great job. I would love to make crazy donuts. So that kind of started my journey where I decided that, you know, I want to make pastries. So, you know, I went to the Navy and I was a baker in the Navy.
And you were known for your cinnamon rolls.
Yep, known for the cinnamon rolls. I mean, you know, because there's not a lot of joy when you're out on the sea for 30 days, you know, or 2 months straight. So, you know, the cinnamon rolls brought a lot of joy to all the sailors, you know. So we made delicious cinnamon rolls and donuts. And donuts were actually the hardest thing to make, and I actually didn't like making donuts out of all the things we baked out at sea, because you know, you got to stand over a fryer and the ship's rocking back and forth.
Oh, so you know, that can't be safe.
It wasn't, so you got used to it. You learned how to sway with the ocean. So, but you know, after I got out, I kind of still was like, man, there's not any fun donuts. It's just chocolate glaze. So I was like, I want to do different things. I want to make donuts cool. So that's kind of what we do.
And tell us about what your premises, what your mantra is at Sublime Donuts.
Our goal is to make delicious, make people happy. I mean, like I tell people, we're in the happiness business. We're not in the food business. So people don't want to eat a donut. No one says, I'm hungry, let's go stop to get something to eat, let's go to a donut shop. People normally give donuts when they're happy, or they eat donuts when they're happy. So you want to go take donuts to your friends and family to make them happy. So that's what I say. We need to make people happy all the time. So that's kind of our goal at Sublime Donuts. We do that with our donuts and our ice cream. We also do that with our social media accounts, so you can always follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and we got a YouTube channel where we do a lot of fun, silly stuff to make you happy.
Now, but you have some of the most unusual flavors, and you came up with that. I mean, in when you were overseas in the Navy.
Yes, ma'am.
You traveled the world.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
And you traveled and tasted your way across the world.
Yes, ma'am. So, you know, when I was in the Navy, you know, we went to a lot of different places, you know, Mexico, Australia, Singapore, Thailand, you know, Dubai, United Arab Emirates, a lot of those places out there. And trying all these different flavors, you know, really broadened my horizon and my palate. So, and to see that there's a lot of things that are different, but there's a lot of unique things that connect us all, you know, with the way things are put together in pastry. So you can see soft and crispy and delicious and things like that. So, you know, just out in Singapore, where noticing that when they made an ice cream sandwich, they didn't put it between two cookies like we do in America. They put it between two pieces of sliced multicolored, like Pullman white bread. And I was like, hey, that's delicious. An ice cream sandwich in sandwich bread. So when I came back and had my own donut shop, I was like, why don't I try to do something like that? So that's where we got our ice cream donut sandwich, which we call a burger because we think it's a lot meatier than a sandwich.
And so are you making your own ice cream?
Yes, ma'am. We make our own ice cream.
I've not had your ice cream.
Oh, you got to come try it. We got white chocolate Oreo. We got a strawberry rosé, a peach Riesling, Reese's peanut butter cup. I just did a melt. Actually, I experimented with an avocado chipotle ice cream
the other day.
That was delicious.
What, is it really good?
It was delicious, but you know, it scares people, so I don't think a lot of people get it as much. It's got
to
take.
You need to give away samples and then get them hooked.
Yeah, so it was really nice, you know, because chipotle is kind of smooth and creamy, and then we put a little spicy. I mean, well, avocado smooth and creamy, then we put the spicy chipotle chili in there, kind of balanced it out with a little chipotle caramel, so that was nice.
Okay, so let's talk about your flavors now, because I think your donuts are very light. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about donuts, you don't think about light.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know how you're accomplishing this.
Well, that's just with all the preparation and the training that I went to, because, you know, after the Navy, I went to the Culinary Institute of America, where I learned baking and pastry arts. Then I went to the American Institute of Baking, where I learned the baking science. So bringing those two fields together, that's how we create a light donut. But it's not, you know, super light. It's like cotton candy, you know.
Normally, you can bite into a donut, and on the roof of your mouth, you can feel the butter or the lard. You don't. I mean, this is like biting into a cloud of sweet goodness.
That's good. That's good. That's what I say. I say, when I tell my new bakers when they come in, I say, cooking a donut is like cooking a good steak. You want hot, high heat, and you want to get it in there fast and hot. So you put it in there fast, and you pull it out real quick so the grease doesn't soak in there. So it's still moist and delicious and tender.
So you have a donut where my favorite is, it's fresh strawberries and cream in the mm-hmm. center of the donut.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
that is so decadent and light. I mean, I would serve that at the fanciest dinner party that I had at my house and feel so good about that.
Yeah, that's a winner. That's definitely a winner. You know, it's a riff off of strawberry shortcake, which we definitely love down here in the South. And I just figured, how can I make this into donut form? So we put a little light whipped cream cheese frosting in the middle with strawberries tossed in a strawberry glaze. And it's fresh strawberries, which, you know, blows a lot of people's mind, because we got a lot of people that come in the donut shop and they say, I don't like stuff in my donuts. I don't like jelly donuts. And I'm like, try this. It's different.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they try, they're like, oh. And I'm like, because you've only had bad stuff. Now you have good stuff in your donuts, so you can change your
fresh
mind.
Fresh ingredients.
Exactly.
Okay, then another one of your very popular is the A-Town.
The A-Town, yeah. Represent this beautiful city, you know.
Yeah, what consists of the A-Town?
The A-Town's got Bavarian pastry cream in the middle of vanilla Bavarian pastry cream, and it's got dark chocolate, Belgian dark chocolate on top. So it's sort of a riff on a Boston cream, but we cut it out in the shape of the letter A. So we can represent this beautiful city we live in, because we're not going to do any Boston donuts here.
No.
You know? Especially after that last Super Bowl, you know, I'm done with Boston.
No, absolutely not. Okay, then another, the Dreamsicle. That is a very popular, and it's in the shape of a star.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it kind of tastes like the Varsity Dreamsicle.
Yes, that's a good one. Yeah, I mean, I was kind of trying to riff off, you know, like the Dreamsicle popsicles that you used to get as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where that came from. And yeah, so we got a nice bright orange glaze on top, where we made from fresh orange juice.
Are you
and then
kidding
fresh
me?
Orange zest, and then we put a light vanilla, real vanilla frosting in the middle, so it's really light and delicious, and it's good. And then it's cut in the shape of a star, because it just makes it funner. Just makes it happy. When you look at it, you're like, oh, that's nice.
So what would you say is your top-selling donut?
The top-selling one is the fresh strawberries and cream.
Yeah.
That's definitely a winner. People really love that. And then, you know, I think the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is really a big seller.
Oh, tell me about that.
It's got milk chocolate icing with peanut butter cream in the middle, so it's really a popular
peanut
one.
Peanut butter cream
yeah,
in the middle.
Yeah, a little peanut butter, so it's delicious. You know, chocolate and peanut butter goes very well together, you know, so that's one great.
That's a winner.
One.
So what are flavors or ideas that you brought from your travels around the world that you incorporated into a donut?
We've done, we always do little one-offs or experiments. So, you know, when I was in Bangkok, I saw, you know, like things like crickets. They were eating crickets. They sold crickets on the street. So we played around with that.
And how did that go over, Kamal?
It was nice. People liked it. We did it for Halloween, so it was kind of like a spooky special. So it was really fun. A lot of people got it. And, you know, I mean, I think with stuff like that, crickets, I mean, people are scared to eat them. But since they trust me in the donut shop,
right,
they're like, I'll try a cricket. Maybe Kamal can make a cricket taste good. A lot of people were pleasantly surprised. Like, I guess crickets maybe.
And they're full of protein, right?
Exactly. So they say crickets are the future. You know, we need to start eating more insects. They're better for, you know, the world and the earth and everything. So maybe.
Oh my gosh. Now, listen, I've never had this because I've never been in on a Saturday morning early enough. But isn't there a bacon donut?
Yeah, the maple bacon cheddar donut. So we make a dough with cheddar cheese in there, and then we do a maple icing, and then we put candied bacon on there. The key is the candied bacon. It's really delicious.
So about what time does that sell out? Because I've never been there early enough.
I don't know. Some days, it's better than others. We try to make a lot, but some days someone will come in early in the morning, like, give me 4 dozen. We're like, oh, boy.
There it goes.
Well, there you go. So, but we try to plan on making a lot. So hopefully everybody can come by. Just let us know. If you're listening out there, please call us up and we'll have it sitting aside for you.
Oh, I love that. And I love the happy birthday donuts. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the happy birthday is definitely a winner. So we cut out donuts in the shape of letters that spell out happy birthday. So you can get 13 donuts, you know, and spell out the words happy birthday and give it to your, you know, friends, family, or loved one. And I like to say it's like the perfect office birthday gift because it shows you care, but sometimes you don't want to be like, oh, I care so much. I brought you this nice cake and, you know, it could get weird. So this is like the balance.
And they're different flavors.
Yeah, it's different. It's really, and it's all different flavors. So you can choose from a variety of flavors and not just be set like, oh, we got this chocolate cake, you know. So you can get 13 different flavors.
Anybody can buy a chocolate cake, for heaven's sakes.
Exactly.
But, you know, getting donuts spelled out and happy birthday, that's pretty original.
It's original, it's unique, and it's fun, and it makes people happy. So
it does make people happy. But you need to order that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to call us at least 24 hours in advance, and we'll have it boxed up and waiting for you.
That is awesome. So give the locations one more time.
We got one on North Druid Hills in Briarcliff, right at the intersection. There's a Willie's and a CVS and that, right there. And then we got one on 10th Street in Hemp Hill, right in Midtown, right across from Georgia Tech, and a little shopping plaza right by Firehouse Sub. So come on and see us. And if you're in Bangkok, we got one in Bangkok in Fortune Town Mall. So stop in Bangkok and check us out. Represent Atlanta.
I love that in Bangkok. And we've got 2 locations in Atlanta and 1 in Bangkok. So, you know, wherever you are in the world, there's
a Sublime donut close to you.
Close to you. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to see if there are new donut flavors on the horizon and what Kamal has up his sleeve for new locations. Maybe we're going to pick his brain. You're listening to Atlanta Living, talking about Sublime Donuts, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is Scott Slade from Atlanta's Morning News on WSB. Our 24-hour news center is delivering updates 4 times an hour all weekend. You can depend on it. And we'll be here Monday morning, 4:30 to 9, with breaking news and traffic and weather every 6 minutes when you wake up. News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Now, back to Belinda Skelton.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living, where we're speaking with Kamal Grant. He's the owner and brains behind Sublime Donuts, 2 locations here in the Atlanta area and Bangkok, if you happen to be on that side of the world. And so, Kamal, you have a YouTube channel.
Yes, we do have a YouTube channel. So please go on YouTube right now. Type in Sublime Donuts and then subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we do a lot of fun, silly stuff on there. So right now we're doing a thing called Wheel of Donuts, and then we see Will It Donuts. So there's a lot of crazy flavors on there, like barbecue, sushi, pizza,
you're pushing the envelope.
Yeah, and then I try to see if I can create that and make it into a donut. And then we have a special guest come on and try it. So you can see Belinda try a donut here soon. We're going to invite her on. And
I'm scared. I'll give you my honest opinion.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I mean, that's the whole point. Will It Donut. Some of them can't be good. If all of them were good, you'd be like, I'm not going to watch this because it's always good. They always say it's good. So you want to, you don't want people to be like, that could have been better.
What's one that's really worked?
One that's really worked, the crab cake was really great. I really like that one. The jalapeno.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Sponsored by Inc. Realty. When it's time for your next move, choose Guaranteed.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, if you'll think to your childhood and one of your favorite shows, it was The Cosby Show, and one of your favorite characters was Rudy. And little Rudy has grown up on us. That's Keisha Knight Pulliam. And Keisha, you have grown up into a beautiful young lady who has done so much with her life.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for joining us for a few minutes on Atlanta Living. And you live in the Atlanta area now.
I do. I've lived here for about 20 years now. I graduated from Spelman College in 01 and never left.
Well, and you're a foodie.
Oh my goodness, am I a foodie. I love food. And it's so funny to me because not only am I a foodie, do I love eating food, but I love cooking it as well. And people are always so surprised by that. I actually just won a cook-off a few days ago right here in Atlanta. It was for charity and won money for my nonprofit, the Camp Kizzy Foundation. And people were like, did you cook this? I'm like, yes, you saw me right here at the fryer making this chicken.
Okay, so you were on The Cosby Show for 8 years, and you've been in the entertainment business your entire life. When did you have time to learn how to cook?
You know, it's something that I've always enjoyed, and I come from a big, pretty traditional family. I'm the oldest of four. I'm the only girl, and both of my parents cook. And I can remember from probably being in like high school, middle school, getting recipes back. Then you had to go to cookbooks.
Oh, right.
And find recipes and making chocolate souffles and all these different things. I'd go out and we'd eat something and then I'd recreate it at home. So it's been something that I've loved, love, love doing forever. And if you like to eat, it probably behooves you to know how to cook.
It probably does. And so we're going to open up the phone lines for you to give us a call because we're going to be talking about her spice line that she has.
Yes, Keisha's Kitchen Collection.
And she also has a Camp Kizzy that is a wonderful camp for young girls age 11 through 16. And then a charity coming up event at City Winery for Camp Kizzy.
Yeah.
So if you have questions for Keisha, you can call 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Now, I'm a foodie.
Yes.
I'm an okay cook. I have a limited repertoire.
Okay. Well, I was rushing with the baby and everything, but I'm going to make sure that I get you some spices so you can try
Thank
them.
You. Okay. So that is where I fall short.
Okay.
Knowing what spices to put together.
And let me tell you, that's why I created Keisha's Kitchen. Because I realize that so often people just don't know what to do. And because they don't know what to put together.
Because you put the wrong spices together, you've just ruined a dish.
Absolutely. And when people don't know what to do, they just don't do it. So I have my meat, my poultry, my all-purpose seasoning. Basically, you put that on some chicken, take the poultry, put it on some chicken, you're good. It has everything in there that you need to make amazing chicken. If you burn the chicken, though, I can't help you with that.
Now, drew a blank on what it's called. Do you not marinate, but do you
not marinate?
What is it when you? I feel like we're on the pyramid show. What is it when you put your chicken in salt, sugar, and spices over
brine?
Brine.
Okay, brine, and that's usually like with a liquid though.
Yes,
when you brine.
Do you brine your chicken?
No, actually, I don't brine my chicken. Like for my fried chicken, mm-hmm. I have brined before. Some recipes do call for it. But like for my fried chicken, it's a whole nother. I'll give you one piece of it. It's really different. A lot of people don't do it. I put yellow mustard on the chicken.
Before you fry it?
Yeah. You marinate it with your spices.
Mama is over here shaking her head.
I put my Keisha's Kitchen, my all-purpose seasoning, a little of my poultry seasoning. There are, you know, a few little other tricks to the trade, but the mustard is key. And the best thing you can do is if you can season it like the day before and put it in the refrigerator.
Okay.
And then take it out the next day and then you dredge it in your flour and you deep fry it.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Okay, that's a secret of Keisha's that we're all going to share. So if you have more questions or comments for Keisha, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. So how did you know what spices to put together? Was it just total trial and error, or is this something that just came natural to you?
It's something that comes natural when you love to cook. And I'm a cook who I experiment. I like to try new things. Actually, for the cook-off that I just won the day before yesterday, I did, my theme was Southern Delight. So I did fried chicken, like wingettes of fried chicken, mac and cheese, and sweet tea to wash it down.
Oh, wow.
And it was awesome. And I'm meaning that in the most humble way, but it was yummy. Like, yeah. Being a foodie, the food has to taste good.
Yes, it has to taste
so
good. It can't just look good.
It can't just, no, that is the worst. I'd rather ugly food that tastes amazing.
Absolutely.
So that's what we did. And in terms of the spice, I was saying that that morning, I had my chicken marinating and had everything ready. And at the last minute, I was like, I keep dreaming of this lemon pepper hot sauce. I want to make lemon pepper hot sauce. So that morning, well, actually, I was flying that day. I flew in from New York. I got back to the house, and it was like the last minute thought, but it ended up being just the thing that took it over the edge. I made some lemon pepper hot sauce, and it was everything. Because if you think about it, most people like lemon pepper, or they like hot wings. But I know me, I'm that person who's like, can I please have lemon pepper wings and some hot sauce on the side? So I said, why not put it in one?
And it worked.
It worked.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines and speak with Max in Monticello. Max, you have a question for Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
Hey.
Just wondering about how long do you typically fry chicken? Because In times past, I've had a bad.
Where it's crunchy on the outside and raw on the inside?
I'm just talking about nasty. It just tastes gross.
Okay, the key to fried chicken, of course, is the seasoning. But the other thing is making sure that the grease is the right temperature. And what I like to do is, if you take a little bit of flour on your hand and kind of flick it into the grease, if it bubbles up and reacts, that means it's time. But you want to make sure that it's not too hot. That's really, really the key. But if it doesn't bubble up at all, then your grease is not hot enough. And that's a problem, because a lot of people, if you put chicken in grease that's not hot enough, then it kind of has that weird, nasty, like soggy outside, and it also absorbs all of the grease.
Yes, that must be my problem, because it tastes like it tastes like straight up poop.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Max.
So, and the other key is that if you deep fry chicken in a large enough, like, frying container, you know it's ready when it floats.
I serve my kids the poo-poo chicken, I call it.
Oh, no more poo-poo chicken. You can't do that. Listen, just make sure your grease is hot enough. And then when in doubt, you can always get a thermometer. You can go to, like, Williams-Sonoma or, you know, any sort of, like, cooking place and get one of the thermometers that you can put in the grease. And I believe it's usually to about, what, 350 is where, don't quote me on that, because I can do it based on just knowing when the grease is ready. But if you Google the proper temperature, then you can get a thermometer and put it in the grease so that you know exactly what it should be.
And then when it floats, it's ready?
Yes, when chicken floats, it's ready.
And what I usually, I put like a scoop of rice, like, you know, kind of an Asian thing. My 21-year-old calls it the poo-poo platter.
Oh, Lord.
Well, we're going to change that as of today. So no more poo-poo platter for your kids, Max. Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
So there's an all-purpose spice blend that you have.
It is. And it really, it's designed to work in tandem with both the meat and the poultry. They have salt in them, so you have to be, you know, but one of the things that I wanted to do, my meat and my poultry don't have as high of a salt content as a lot of spices do, because, you know, some people don't like as much salt.
Right.
And that's why
I love it, but
I do too, actually. But that's why you have the all-purpose. You can, you know, kick it up a little bit, add a little bit of the all-purpose, but don't be limited to just what the names are, because they can work. Like, I experimented and put my poultry seasoning on some pork chops, and it was so good. Or like a pork roast or any of those sort of things.
Okay.
It's worked because it's really a great combination of spices that can go on anything. And then I made some air fried Brussels sprouts. I did a cooking demonstration at Williams-Sonoma a couple weeks ago, and I used their air fryer, and I literally took Brussels sprouts. I cleaned them and I have them and dried them, you know, really well.
Right.
Tossed them in olive oil. all I put on them were my all-purpose seasoning.
Okay.
I put them in the air fryer for like 14 minutes and kind of shaking them halfway through. So good.
So it would crispy. Taste like they're fried.
Exactly. And they were crispy and light, but not greasy.
Oh, how decadent. Okay, now where can we buy these spice blends, Miss Keisha?
You can go to Keisha's Kitchen, and it's K-E-S-H-I-A-S Kitchen, K-I-T-C-H-E-N.com.
Okay, so you have three different blends.
Yes. So it's the meat, the poultry, the all-purpose, and you can buy the trio or them individually, and they're really, really large jars. It was important to me, coming from a large family, and we all cook. You know, you go to the grocery store, and you get these little itty-bitty one-ounce jars.
I just bought some cumin that I think it's like
$4. $5 for this little bitty piece.
Yes.
Yes. So my spices are $15.99 per jar, but you literally are getting 9 ounces of seasoning or more in every jar. Because that's the other thing. Like, if you don't know, you go to the grocery store, you buy each of these little individual spices, and you can easily spend like $4 to $6 on each one, depending on which grocery store you go to.
Exactly.
It's kind of crazy. And they're all natural, gluten-free. They're kosher. So, you know.
You can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong.
Keisha's Kitchen. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk to Keisha about her Kizzy's Camp. So stay tuned. It's to benefit girls age 11 through 16. So this is something you're not going to want to miss. We're speaking with little Rudy from The Cosby Show, who's all grown up, Keisha Knight Pulliam. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We are speaking with Rudy from The Cosby Show, and she has grown up into a wonderful young lady.
Now, Belinda, you know I did other projects other than that, right?
Yes, you did, but that's the one that I remember you most from. Keisha Knight Pulliam. But what you're doing now that I want to talk about is Camp Kizzy.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
So it's called the Camp Kizzy Foundation, is my 501c3. It's all about empowerment and self-esteem for youth. I started with girls, age 11 to 16, and 3 years ago I branched out, and I also do my boys program, which is called Project James, for boys 11 to 16. And each year we do a completely free summer camp. The boys is a three-day day program, and the girls is a five-day program overnight. And each year we tackle the topic of empowerment and self-esteem, knowing your worth, knowing your power, you know, in a variety of different ways. Every year it reinforces those things, but we take our girls from the age of 11 through 16, so we kind of change exactly what we do up each year. And I write the curriculum, I'm there, I, you know, have taught everyone who's teaching, has someone who's come through me, who's been handpicked by me, and I love it. It's definitely my baby. Last year we were at the Marriott Marquis downtown. I was on the diversity and inclusion, the panel of diversity and inclusion for the Atlanta Hawks. So they did an amazing behind the scenes tour of Philip Arena for my kids, both my Project James and my Camp Kizzy girls. We did the Junior Achievement Financial Park last year. We did so many, like every year we do so many different things in addition to our workshops. Planned Parenthood has been an amazing partner of ours, you know, because a lot of things, it's really important to know about your health and the choices you make and how they can affect your long-term goals. So we have to put that in there too.
Well, if we have people interested in Camp Kizzy, how can they get in touch with you?
They can go to Camp, KAMPKIZZY.org, and you can find out about what we have been doing. Applications are closed for this year because we've already chosen our girls. We have about 75 girls from around the country coming to this camp this year.
But if you'd like to make a donation, that is welcome.
Yes, we love donations because at the end of the day, it's free. It's completely free for every kid who comes, whether they can afford it or not. I didn't want money to be a deterring factor. You can go to campkizzy.org/donate.
Thank you so much, Keisha, for joining us in the studio. You've been an absolute delight and continued success.
Thank you. Thank you.
Monica Perez is next. Stay tuned.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.